Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. An Arcata man is going to trial for the fatal stabbing of an Arcata chef. The case became a defining point in the district attorney's race in Humboldt County. 35-year-old Joseph Farrar is accused of stabbing chef Douglas Anderson Jordette during an altercation in November of last year. The case was originally prosecuted by Elan Furpo, a DA candidate, and other candidates called in to question her handling of the case. Finally, she relinquished it to DA Paul Gallegos. Judge Christopher Wilson said the case is as complicated as it is sad, but he said there is sufficient evidence to go to trial. His decision followed a two-day preliminary hearing. Two other suspects will go on trial as well, Sophie Buttercup Rochelot and 28-year-old Benjamin Stoiber. The two are accused of participating in the fight after Anderson Jordette had been stabbed. On Sunday afternoon, a passing motorist found the body of a deceased woman lying in the road outside of Covelo. The woman appeared to have suffered gunshot wounds and was later identified as 21-year-old Rosalina Rodriguez. On Wednesday, detectives arrested a woman in connection with the investigation, 28-year-old Nicole Hawkins of Willits, who was booked into the jail on an outstanding charge. That led to the arrest of 23-year-old Sidney Lewis Freeman and 21-year-old Jeremy Jason Freeman Britton at a residence in Covelo. Further investigation led to both men being charged with the murder of Rodriguez. By Thursday afternoon, however, the murder charges against Sidney Freeman were dropped, although he and Hawkins remain in jail on unrelated charges. Jeremy Jason Free Britton is the only suspect in custody facing a homicide charge in connection with Rodriguez's death. Humboldt County people are having a chance to pay their respects to those who lost their lives in the War on Terror. Here's the story with Dan Squire.
The wall features more than 11,000 names, the names of the men and women who have lost their lives in the War on Terror, stretching from the bombings of the Marine Barracks in Beirut, Lebanon in 1983 to the Boston bombing a year ago. The Wall of Remembrance will make its way to Eureka today, and viewing begins at 9 o'clock this morning in Carson Park. The Remembrance Wall will be in town through Sunday afternoon and will be available for viewing 24 hours a day at the park. A ceremony will be held at 6 o'clock this evening, and visitors will find the names of six local men who have died in service to their country. They are Richard Guandango of Eureka, who died on Flight 93 in 2001, Andrew David Lamont of Eureka, who died in Iraq in 2003, Peter W. Schmidt of Eureka, who died in Iraq in 2007, Bruno Seleni of Crescent City, who died in Afghanistan in 2008, Jesse Pittman of Arcata, who died in Afghanistan in 2011, and Kevin Ebert of Arcata, who died in Afghanistan in 2012.
You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In danger of extinction, Arcata's Oyster Festival has been brought back out of its shell. A private consulting firm, Greenway, believes it has saved the popular festival for Main Street Arcata, its sponsor. The business group hired Greenway to run the event. Greenway's Debbie Farber Bush.
Main Street came to us in November or December when they laid off their executive director.
Farber Bush said they had to ask the toughest question of all in Arcata. Do you really think this festival is worth the trouble?
One of the very first things that we did was we went out and interviewed all of the stakeholders and merchants along the plaza.
Debbie Farber Bush said more than 90% of the Arcata Plaza businesses begged for the festival to continue and not to move. So absent last year's cyclone fence, it's on for Saturday, June 14th. And bring your kids for the Oyster Calling Contest. I'm the MC with a prize for every kid. Here, Oyster, Oyster, Oyster. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.